A conflict firefighter is someone God can use in the middle of relational fire, not because the person is perfect, not because the person always knows what to say, not because the person has a calm personality. A conflict firefighter is being formed by Christ. In this course, we focus on four marks of a conflict firefighter: humility, a desire to please God, faith, and love. The first mark is humility. Humility does not mean pretending sin does not matter. It does not mean allowing others to define reality. Humility means we stand before God honestly. We are willing to see our own part. We are willing to remove the beam from our own eye before trying to help with the speck in another person's eye. Humility says, "Lord, search me." The second mark is a desire to please God. In conflict, we often want to please ourselves. We want relief. We want control. We want approval. We want to be proven right. But 2 Corinthians 5:9 says that we make it our aim to be pleasing to the Lord. That changes the question. Instead of asking, "How do I win?" we ask, "What would please Christ here?" The third mark is faith. Faith trusts God with what we cannot control. We cannot control another person's repentance. We cannot control the timing of reconciliation. We cannot control every misunderstanding, but we can entrust the outcome to God while doing what is ours to do. Faith says, "I will obey Christ even when I cannot force the result." The fourth mark is love. Biblical love is not sentimental weakness. 1 Corinthians 13 teaches that love is patient and kind. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Love moves toward the true good of the other person. Sometimes love listens. Sometimes love confesses. Sometimes love confronts. Sometimes love forgives. Sometimes love builds a firebreak so harm does not keep spreading. These four marks are not a scorecard for spiritual superiority. They are gifts God grows in us as we surrender to Him. Humility. A desire to please God. Faith. Love. Before moving on, ask, which of these four marks does the Lord most want to grow in me during my current conflict?